Now let's learn about a new service, which is Canisius Data Firehose. So it is a very helpful service that can take data from producers, and producers can be everything we've seen for Canisius Data Stream. So applications, clients, SDK, or the Canisius agents can all produce into your Canisius Data Firehose. But also, a Canisius Data Stream can produce into a Canisius Data Firehose. Amazon CloudWatch logs and events can produce into Canisius Data Firehose. And all these applications are going to send records into Canisius Data Firehose. And then Canisius Data Firehose can optionally choose to transform the data using a Lambda function, but this is optional. And once the data is transformed optionally, then it can be written in batches into destinations. So Canisius Data Firehose takes data from sources. Usually the most common is going to be Canisius Data Streams, and is going to write this data into destinations without you writing any kind of code, because Canisius Data Firehose knows how to write data. So there are three kinds of destinations with Canisius Data Firehose. The number one category is AWS destinations, and you need to know them by heart. So the first one is Amazon S3, so you can write all your data into Amazon S3. The second one is Amazon Redshift, which is a warehousing database. And to do so, it first writes the data into Amazon S3. And then Canisius Data Firehose will issue a copy command. And this copy command is going to copy data from Amazon S3 into Amazon Redshift. And the last destination on AWS is called Amazon OpenSearch. There are also some third-party partner destinations. So Canisius Data Firehose can send data into Datadog, Splunk, New Relic, MongoDB, and this list can get bigger and bigger over time, so I will not update this if there are new partners. But just so you know, there are partners that Canisius Data Firehose can send data to. Or finally, if you have your own API with an HTTP endpoint, it is for you to send data from Canisius Data Firehose into a custom destination. Okay, so once the data is sent into all these destinations, you have two options. You can also send all the data into an S3 bucket as a backup, or just send the data that was failed to be written into these destinations into a failed S3 bucket. So to summarize, Canisius Data Firehose is a fully managed service. So there is no administration, automated scaling, and it is serverless, so no servers to manage. You can send data into AWS destinations such as Redshift, Amazon S3, and OpenSearch, third-party partners such as Splunk, MongoDB, Datadog, New Relic, etc., etc., and custom destinations to any HTTP endpoint. You're going to pay only for the data going through Firehose, so this is a very good data pressing model, and it is near real-time. Why? Well, because we write data in batches from Firehose to the destination. So there's going to be a 60 seconds latency minimum for non-full batches, or you need to wait until you have at least 1 megabyte of data at a time to send the data into the destination, which makes it a near real-time service and not a real-time service. It supports many data formats, conversions, transformation, and compressions, and you can write your own data transformation using Lambda if you needed to. Finally, you can send all the failed or all the data into a backup S3 bucket. So a question that comes up at the exam usually is to understand the difference of when to use Canisius Data Streams and Canisius Data Firehose. So should be very easy for you now if you followed closely. But let's summarize. Canisius Data Streams is a streaming service used to ingest data at scale. And you write your own custom code for your producers and your consumers. It's real time, so 200 milliseconds or 70 milliseconds. And you manage scaling yourself. You do shard splitting and shard merging to increase the scale and throughputs. You're going to also pay for how much capacity you have provisioned. The data storage in the Canisius Data Stream can be between 1 to 365 days. This allows multiple consumers to read from the same stream and also supports replay capability. Whereas Canisius Data Firehose is an ingestion service to stream data into S3, Redshift, OpenSearch, a third party, or a custom HTTP. It is fully managed, no servers to manage. It is near real time. So remember this, near real time is a keyword you need to look at in your exam questions. There's automated scaling, so no need for you to worry about it. And you're going to pay only for what goes through Canisius Data Firehose. There is no data storage, so you cannot replay data from Canisius Data Firehose. So yeah, it doesn't support the replay capability. So that's it for the overview of Canisius Data Firehose. I hope that makes sense, and I will see you in the next lecture.